This is CliffCentral.com.
It's the weekend, baby.
Good morning, everybody. Yeah, we're here. We're live. We're doing our thing, and you're doing it with us. Yes. How exciting. Yes. Say it again.
We're all doing it.
Doing it, baby. It's Friday again. Isn't it great? Yeah, I mean, it feels like 5 seconds ago it was Friday.
Right.
We get 52 of them in the year.
I know. And we are really moving through our quota very fast. We're going to have so few Fridays left by the end. We might just end up balancing the books.
Right. Jeez.
And I could have Friday every day and I wouldn't get tired of them.
La, la, la.
The funny thing is, I don't even have the kind of job where I hate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Like, I find interesting things to look forward to every day. Like, there's always something to look forward to every day, even if it's something funny that you're sharing with a friend of yours on WhatsApp, or, you know, there's some thing you're going to go and buy that you need for the house or something boring like that. But you turn it into something worth looking forward to, and then every day becomes exciting. When there's a job to be done, there is an element of fun. You'll find the fun and snap, the job's a game.
You remember where that's from?
No, that's one I don't know. Oh, with every job
finally,
you have to do.
There's one you don't know. Is that an ad or a song?
It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine
here
go
it goes.
Down.
Oh,
the
no.
Medicine go down. Medicine
you don't
go
know
down.
That?
I know it now.
Yeah, Mary Poppins.
I didn't know
what?
The verses.
Don't be uncivilized. Go watch Mary Poppins. It's a good, solid children's movie from the, 1970s?
No.
60s? No, it's old. I mean, we
earlier.
Watched it. Really?
Original. Let's see when it first came
Julie
out.
Julie Andrews.
1964.
There we go.
Mm.
Yeah, everyone should watch
it. There's certain things I'm glad that can miss me.
No, you'd
no,
love Mary
you know
Poppins.
Love
That's
it.
A classic. You would love it.
Mm.
You would.
Why? Promise. Just because they're singing.
Yeah, they're singing. It's just a happy, cute, like, children's adaptation of... Anyone who's too lazy to read the book can watch the movie, and it'll be over in like an hour and a bit.
Movie.
Yeah, with what? Who is the dude?
Matthew Garber.
No, he was a famous actor.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Yes, there we go. Dick Van Dyke.
What a name,
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, she just looked amazing.
I bet you there's some lesbians who want that name.
Oh.
Julie Andrews.
No, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh.
They want to own it.
I don't think any lesbian I've ever met would want to be called Dick. Not fucking one. Not I've never met a lesbian.
Even the strap-on ones.
Not even.
I went, not the end.
Not even.
You can't say that about the alphabet people, as Dave Chappelle
no,
would say.
No, because I'm bisexual. I'm allowed to say it.
Oh, you get the card.
Yes.
Oh.
You need to swipe that card more often.
I do.
My
I
card.
Know you swung both ways, Leanne.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Anything. Plants,
Leanne,
pigs.
Leanne is a dark horse. Yes. She's exciting. Thing.
She's more trisexual. She'll try anything first.
But she'll tell you if you are well behaved and you don't interrupt. She'll tell you interesting stories about her days in the swinging community.
Oh, yes.
She's really got no... And what's cool about...
I was dating the swinging kingpin.
What I love about Leanne is she'll tell you these things because she's been there and she doesn't have any issues with, like, you know...
No, it's talking
the only people,
it.
The only people who go, oh, are the ones who probably secretly want to do that stuff and are super curious and they ask her 100 questions. But the rest of us are kind of used to her now, so we sort of
actually
go,
have a friend who she has to allot time to speak to me about lesbianism because she's fascinated.
Oh,
right. Okay.
And I get bored with all the questions because I talk about it all the time.
Well, and you can tell everybody it's me. We set aside every week at least half an hour.
Yes.
And Leanne and I then talk about this stuff. It's very important to both of us. It's our little thing that we do.
It's the Dick Van Dyke 30 minutes.
That's right. It's fantastic. And
I heard Cheryl and Mary.
Any excuse will do for the lesbian song. Let's go. Everybody for a Friday morning. Yes.
one or the other. A person must be. The men are there, but the women are we.
They agree it's a pleasure to be a lesbian. Lesbian. Lesbian, no man's land.
What a wonderful word.
Lesbian.
Lesbian.
This is a sweet song.
The library and men and women play separately. Ah, but theirs is the kingdom.
I just love that pan flute in the background.
In the
history
of mankind, but then she's inclined to be ahead of
her time, cause she's a lesbian.
Lesbian.
She's been tired of it.
To pacify the people, for they won't defend.
That's right.
A woman who's indifferent to men.
That's right, you go, baby.
She's my friend, she's a lesbian. Men's anger Louise's blames. A million second placers in the Masters games. Oh, it's real as a mountain.
Lesbians have had enough. It's listen to how angry this song is, right? Yeah, it's cold
besides,
as the sea. Yeah.
An angry woman is a beauty. She's chosen to be like me. She's a lesbian.
Yes.
Lesbian. Lesbian. No man's land.
Everybody.
Lesbian. So the
last
sexes
verse.
Do battle, they batter about. The men's are the sexes I will never doubt.
She hates men, this girl.
Oh, yeah.
The bosom,
the bosom.
Where my journey ends.
Yes.
Where there's no penis between us friends.
No penis between us friends. Friday strong. Come on.
Every woman can be a lesbian. Every woman can be a lesbian.
Oh.
Lesbian is that's a
just,
good song.
I'm just pumped up on that lesbian song.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What a magnificent piece of work.
You could play that in a lift and people wouldn't actually pick it up.
They wouldn't even know. They wouldn't even hear that. I mean, but she is a she doesn't not like men.
No. No,
and I you know what? I don't blame her. Don't blame her. I've met lots of men. They're horrible creatures. I've met men once. They're terrible people.
Yeah, I did. Thursday.
So if you woke up this morning and you thought, you know what, I'd be better off as a lesbian, I'm there to back you up. And that song might have tipped you over the edge. You might have been...
Yeah, you might have been teetering.
Yeah.
And tittering.
Tittering and teetering.
Or if you're tittering, you definitely are going down the lesbian path.
That's right. What a song to wake up to. Lesbians, wonderful lesbians, says Chris. See? You see how much love? From Mary Poppins to lesbians in 2 minutes flat at 6:15 in the morning. This is why I can't listen to radio anymore.
I don't think Mary Poppins fancied men much.
No. Oh, do you think she was also
lesbian? Yeah, she may have been.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm quite loving I actually am searching reviews for the song.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful writing here.
Okay, go on.
One person writes, "The song is a mixture of fluttery flutes, acoustic strings, women's voices singing as sweetly and as non-patriarchal as they can."
Bring it on. That's right. They don't bow to the patriarchy, not those
singers. No. It also has a great Sesame Street-style sing-along chorus, boasting the classic refrain, "Lesbian, lesbian, any woman can be a lesbian.
Fan fucking test.
It's by Lavender Jane, the group.
I know that. All right, so
beautiful Lavender Jane.
Yesterday we talked about that white trash video in Brakpan, which a lot of people loved, and we put it up on our site. And some people who hadn't already gotten on WhatsApp.
I couldn't even figure out who was on what side.
No, it's very hard to tell. Look, when people who really, I mean, you could see that these people are not, they're not the kind of people that they don't prioritize work. They don't prioritize shoes.
They speak in one syllables.
And they swear a lot, so it's hard to tell. Fuck you, Mariki. Fuck you. And they talk to each other in... he's a puss. And, you know, they sort of... And they hit each other so fast. There's so much violence that it's hard to kind of keep up. But people loved it. There are memes coming out now. I've seen so many great memes. Oh, yes. Let me go through a few of these because it's very powerful.
I like how all the cars just drive past like it's completely normal.
Well, in that neighborhood it is.
Absolutely.
And they can't believe that the rest of us who've seen this kind of thing, and we don't see it often, we see it very rarely, they can't believe that we've made this go viral, you know? So here, for example, is a picture of a very large woman who looks like she's doing a touchdown. Oh. And she says, "Hijo, pele polisi!" Which is what the woman in the video says. Then there's another one of, like, coming soon, step up four back to the streets with a guy with the one leg.
Oh, with his tummy hanging
over. Yes, then there's one with, like, Tekken, and they've taken the Tekken screen and they've put, and you can be the player with the one leg, or the woman, the fat woman standing in that black dress.
Oh, my word.
Her arms kind of out to the sides.
Wow. Yeah, it's because she's got so much lat fat that they can't...
That's it, yeah.
What fat?
Lat
fat.
Like your lats. These are your lats.
Girl.
He's never been to the gym. Yeah, forgive him.
And, you know, Shut up.
Shut up
is doing the rounds as well. So it's just great to see, like, how South Africans can find... Every week there's something new for us to
laugh
at.
They find entertainment in anything.
Everything, from clinging to the bonnet of a car with a metro cop hanging on for dear life to...
It's all funny.
Poor whites fighting in a crummy neighborhood. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
It's really... Happy Friday, everybody.
This is what Fridays are about.
Yes. Okay, so who sings the lesbian song? Shazam has no idea. We've just told you, Lavender Jane. Yes. You have me singing lesbian at work. That's fantastic. That's from Lianka. Well, Lianka, you could be a lesbian. Any woman can. Remember the chorus? Yeah, so just try it. Darkom stompy any buxom bender.
Stompy any buxom bender.
That was a show that was on in the 80s.
Yes.
But Stompy refers to the guy with the one leg in the Poor White video.
Yes.
Leanne, how do you remember all of these jingles and theme songs?
Yeah, I wish they would go away. I have them piled up in a library.
Ask her what subject she did in matric and she won't be able to tell you, but she can tell you the theme song. You want to play a game with Leanne? Watch this.
Well, let's do TV ads.
No, I'm going to play theme song game. Theme song, sing the theme tune, do the theme
write
tune.
The theme tune.
All right, are you ready for the theme tune? Who's this, Leanne?
Magnum P.I.
Correct. Who's this?
Airwolf.
Jesus. Show me that
smile again. Family Ties.
No.
Full House.
No, almost.
Empty House.
Think Kirk Cameron.
I don't know.
She remembers it, but she doesn't know which. Growing Pains. All right, this one.
Oh, it's a kit. It's,
yes.
Michael Knight.
No. Used to, like, invent and fix things and make...
MacGyver,
right. Okay, try this one.
Love and Marriage.
Which was, the show was called?
Peg.
Peg and Al Bundy, come on.
He's now in
Modern Family.
Modern Family, yeah.
Love
and... What was it called?
Married with Children.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is crazy.
This is a trick one.
Sounds like Tom and Jerry. Is it Tom and Jerry?
I know the tune, but I don't know what...
Dinosaurs. Do you remember that show?
Oh, my word.
Mm-hmm. Okay, try this one. This is slightly more complex.
Oh, I know this one.
Sia even knows this.
It's not Santa Barbara. It's Baywatch.
That's correct. All right, try this one. More recent.
Oh, with the vampires.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved it. Oh, I love this show. Came in
the air when True Blood.
True Blood. Why isn't it back?
Don't know.
Oh,
this good. One?
Ah.
18?
Yes.
18?
That's correct. Very good. Just trying to get to the part, which is giveaway. All right, how about this one?
Murder, She Wrote.
That's right. Very good. How about this one?
Thank you for being a friend, Golden Girls.
All right, how about this one?
Jeez. Jeez, I've got my disco dance in my head.
He's now a convicted rapist.
Oh,
oh, Cosby Show.
Yes. This one? A sleazy show where they'd make people fight. Families would come and rat on each other. And
remind me.
Jerry Springer.
Was that the original Jerry Springer theme song?
Jerry Springer, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Oh, I know this
one. One of them has just been convicted and sent to jail for 14 years for a college admissions scandal.
Housewives.
Yes.
Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Correct. Oh. See, all these people are still in the news.
Convicted rapists.
Yeah. Yeah. Prison.
It's great. All right, that's enough of the fun and games for now.
I should have been keeping score, but that was good.
Not bad, hey?
Yeah,
I'm surprised
bad.
Santa Barbara wasn't in there.
You want that? You know I can find anything you need. Do you want it?
Yes.
All right, let me find it.
And the shots were these arched doorways, and each would open into the next.
You know who was on this show who was the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen in my life was Robin Wright.
Yes.
When she was on this, I was like, oh.
She became Robin Wright Penn.
I was probably late primary school, so I don't know if I'd even gone through puberty yet. But I thought, this is the most beautiful woman in the world. And if I could even meet someone half as pretty as her, I would be married to them immediately.
You like the tall, statuesque blonde type, eh?
Yeah, I'm so predictable.
She looks gorgeous.
Listen,
yeah, she's
that woman,
amazing. She married Sean Penn.
She married Sean Penn, who also married Madonna later on. It was this weird thing, but she was so beautiful in those days. She's still gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't she play the wife and then eventually the president in the in that show with
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. What's called?
Not the West Wing. House of Cards.
House of Cards, thank you.
We could enter a game show together.
Jesus,
we'll eventually get the answers.
Robin Wright. Whew. Man. Age shall not... What's that Keats poem? Age shall not wither her. Or what is it?
Or age shall not... deter you.
No. Age should not wither her. Age will not. There's a beautiful line in a poem that I think it's Keats. Anyway.
Age will not weary them?
Something like that. I don't know.
Age will not wither her.
Yeah, don't worry. Just leave it alone.
Oh, it's from Shakespeare, if that's the case.
Thank you very much. Shakespeare! Take a Shakespeare! All right. Enough of the TV theme tune game for this morning.
That's
you didn't expect.
53.
Wow.
Yeah, but 53 now is like 38 20 years ago. So she's good.
She's got kids?
Would you still go for her, Gareth?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bears shit in the
woods.
She has got kids?
She has two kids and she's been married 3 times.
Are the kids out of the house yet?
As in, would this be the defining or deciding factor for you?
Give me their ages.
Let me see. Yeah, the one is 28, the other's 26.
Excellent.
She has an upcoming movie.
Yes.
Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh.
Is she playing Wonder Woman 1984?
Must be.
Jesus.
She's
gotta watch
fair game,
that.
Gareth. She's fair game.
Yeah, stand aside, Charlize Theron.
Wait, will she be? Oh, no, she won't be Wonder Woman, though. Gal Gadot will still be Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I like Gal Gadot. There's another one I'd like. Line her up. Check if she's got children who left the house.
You can Gal her Gadot.
You mean,
yes.
You don't want anyone coming and going, Uncle Gareth.
Oh, waking me up in the morning when I've, you know, had sex with their mum the night before. And then they walk in and go, why are you here, Uncle? What's his name? Mm. And I go, I'm not your uncle.
Like when I walked in and my mum was in the bath with a strange man. She was like, oh, this is Uncle Neil. Wow. Like, hi, Uncle Neil.
And it didn't that affect you. So it didn't good. Affect you at all because no, you're talking about it here.
I've forgotten about
30
it.
30 years later, yeah. That's great. Leanne and I clearly grew up in the same era. I loved all those old series theme tunes, Trip Down Memory Lane.
Mm.
Okay, very nice. Bit of nostalgia. Happy Friday from Mpi. Who said post-millennials are raised by the television? Clearly, Gogo Leanne was schooled by that useless thing as well.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I definitely was.
Yes, Gogo Leanne.
Gogo Leanne.
First ever. But
there
anyway.
Are so many great memes around those poor whites. I saw that picture of that house and someone saying, Huis vir hier. But he means as maandag uit.
Oh, my word.
So good. Oh, it's so good. Wow. All right. Lots of stuff to get to this morning. We got news. We got someone called Donna Rachelson who's popping by next hour. She'll be here to tell us about women in business. She's written a couple of books, personal branding for entrepreneurs. And she's also done some really interesting investigations into women in business and what's like, it's much more difficult for women in business. There's so many more things that are expected of them than men.
Yeah. And, there's a culture of,
shut up. I'm busy talking, you woman.
Shut up.
Sorry, you were saying?
You gave her there's a fright there, Gary.
I don't flinch. There's a culture where women seem to think that they have to compete against each other.
Yeah.
But if you just work together.
Well, she'll address that as well. Listen, she's done all the hard yards in terms of, you know, she's spoken to every female CEO. She's done a lot of coaching with women in business, and she does these seminars, and she's written these books. So I think it'll be really interesting to hear from her.
Well, I think this is also the perfect time to bring up what we're doing next week, Wednesday.
What are we doing next week, Wednesday?
Tell us, yeah?
Thanks. What did they call? I was about to use a sporting term. Teed it up for you.
You teed it up.
What sport?
You got it right.
You remember we
golf.
Did
golf.
Okay, stop now, guys. Go ahead, guys.
We did pure. Thank you, Gugu. We did pure conversations with Fresh and DJ Spoo and Robert Marawa, and you know it was all really fun.
Oh, it was a good show.
And yeah, and they all came in and they didn't want to leave. I mean, I left before all of them left that night. I said, guys, I'm tired. I'm going home. And Fresh was standing there. Well, you know, this chicken is really good. I'm not going anywhere. And then Spoo was talking and he had his camera crew here.
And he had his chicken.
It was great. Yeah. Everybody had a lot of fun. And it was a really cool conversation. And the kind of stuff that I suppose a lot of people wish they could overhear at a dinner, for example, if all of us went for dinner. And I suddenly thought months ago, why don't we take that dinner idea, do it in studio, and let everybody hear what we would talk about so that they know what the broadcast business is like on the inside. Mm. Anyway, Fresh, because I'm going to blame him for this, he said at the beginning of the show, you need to have a round table discussion like this with the ladies because there are women in broadcasting who are not here, and we could only fit five people in the studio that night, and we're going to do it again on Wednesday next week with the ladies. So we've got Bonang, Dineo Ranaka, who else do we have?
Unati
Nkai. We've got Mas Chaba.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got
Cooley Roberts,
who's just she's going to
firecracker.
I'm going to keep that one.
You ready for that one?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I know. Cooley and I go back a long way.
We
are going to have Penny Lebiane is going to send us a little note because she's in Cape Town, so she can't be part of it, but she's going to send us a little voice note, and it's going to be a really interesting conversation. So you are invited. Put it in your diary next Wednesday night.
Sure. Because broadcasting was a man's world, even when I entered it. When I entered broadcasting, there was one female DJ.
All right, thank you so much, Leah. Carry on.
Sorry, man.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm sorry, Leah.
No, carry on.
There was one DJ. See, I feel awkward.
I feel so bad.
There was one DJ, and that was Cleone Cassidy. And the only reason why she was on, it was because she had a voice like this.
I remember Cleone.
And
What a beautiful
I mean,
man.
Yeah, I had bosses who smacked me on the ass to say hello. And yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's the way it was.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
Listen, Leanne was traumatized when I first met her. She was traumatized.
Really?
Because I kind of inherited her on my show in the afternoon.
You
remember?
Did, Shane.
I inherited you. And you were kind of traumatized because you hadn't really been asked your opinion on things.
Sure.
You were an object on the show before that.
Well, I was with Darren Scott and my name was Tits.
Right.
And so. Then with you, it became Ass.
Look at that.
You know, Tits and Ass.
So you're saying I'm not really any better.
No,
I must just
not
own
much
it.
Better.
Yeah, okay, all right. You get the idea.
No, it was actually a listener who labeled me Ass.
Mm. Lee Ass.
Because he was cross with me.
And oh, that's right.
He was trying to be angry.
That's right.
Lee Ass.
What had you done?
I don't know. So yeah, I owned
Leanne
it.
Leanne has done a lot to
oh,
listen.
That Lee Ass.
Laughs at squeaky voices.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, probably that guy who you laughed at.
Yeah, maybe.
The squeaky voice.
Wow. If you squint at Cleone Cassidy, she could pull off a Princess Diana impersonator.
What?
Well, once when she had her hair that way, I suppose. Mm. But she still lives in South Africa. I actually bumped into her at a thing not so long ago. She's a very attractive woman. And, I mean, she had a great voice, and she was terrific on radio. I think she's still doing, like, some radio somewhere. We must get her in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk to her. I've got her number.
Love her.
Oh, we'll organize that. That'll be good. All right. So much to do. Let's get to the news.
Sure.
Five things you need to know today. Let's start with a story that really gripped the whole of South Africa. That Amy Lee kidnapping story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Funderbale Park Magistrates Court has heard how one of
the news.
Yeah, one of the suspects allegedly orchestrated 6-year-old Amy Lee Diacher's kidnapping to save her own child. Tarina Himan.
What?
Listen to this. Tarina Himan, Letitia Nell, and Pieter Jacobus van Sail appeared in court on Thursday for a bail application. They're accused of orchestrating the Diacher's kidnapping outside her school and trying to extort 2 million rand from the child's parents. So the parents are not responsible, according to what we know now. The little girl was dropped off in the early hours of the following morning, unharmed and reunited with her parents. So the investigating officer, Clayton Motlaong, said that the court heard that when he arrested Tarina Himan, she said a Nigerian man had threatened to kidnap her 8-year-old over money she owed.
Sounds like a series. It's called The Enemy Within.
All right. So this woman, this Himan woman, said a Nigerian dude was going to take her child away unless she found money that she owed him and paid him back. So what she did is she thought, oh, kidnapping, that's a good idea. So she kidnapped this other girl from her parents and then tried to extort 2 million rand from them.
Mm. How did she think they'd just have 2 million rand?
Maybe they're the richest people she knows. Anyway, it didn't work. It all went horribly wrong, as these things usually do. And now they're all sitting in court. So we'll keep up to date with that story and let you know more as it develops. Mm. An EWN exclusive, well done to them, still doing their bit for investigative journalism. This morning they revealed more than 230 Johannesburg firefighters have been suspended, putting further strain on an already overstretched resource. It's understood in July the firefighters refused to attend call-outs, citing concerns over non-assignment of supervisors. The Joburg Emergency Services confirmed the suspensions, but would not be drawn on the reasons. Eyewitness News is in possession of suspension letters served on firefighters from different stations across Joburg last week. Those suspended account for more than 17% of the total firefighter workforce. So if you have a fire and you need the fire department right now, there's less likely a chance that they'll pitch up than ever before because they've suspended a whole bunch of these firefighters for whatever reason. You know, Herman Mashaba, you've got quite a lot to prove suddenly. You started off well. Everybody was very excited by you. Now people are starting to say a lot of things that are quite critical.
I didn't mean to sound doomy and gloomy, but this is on top of this odd new trend now of ambulances also being stopped and hijacked.
Robbed and hijacked.
Yeah, so
basically, emergency services has become a bit of an emergency service.
I was actually watching the news yesterday afternoon and saw that in some parts of the country, it was P in particular, the SAPS has now had to intervene. So every time an ambulance is called,
aye,
there has to be a police team dispatched to first go to the ambulance, wherever they are, and then do a convoy to wherever the ambulance needs to go. So you think literally in a life and death situation, you now have to add an extra couple of minutes as you're waiting.
South Africa.
It's awful. Mm. All right, so Gauteng residents were warned to brace themselves for hot weather conditions with temperatures expected to rise.
Right.
I wonder who it is. Oof. Is it the Weather Bureau who says, everybody be careful, it's going to get hot?
It's like already gotten hot, Gareth.
Like we're all six-year-olds.
Like what precautions can we actually take besides wearing layers?
Put we can complain.
Damp face cloth on your head so that you can reduce your temperature. I don't know. Just don't be
an
idiot.
Nothing that you can do.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
Oh, I'm whipping out the short shorts this weekend.
Are you wearing your hot pants?
Oh yeah. What's her name? Daisy Dukes. Yeah, I'm whipping on my Daisy Dukes.
All right. The Weather Service on Thursday predicted Gauteng could be hit by its first summer thunderstorms next week. Well, that would be good news.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Thank you.
Settle the dust, and then all the trees and the plants will be very grateful, and the birds will be chirping, and we'll know our first rains have been. We need those rains. It's been very dry. I can't remember the last time it rained.
Yeah, I bless the rains down in Africa.
It rained while you were away. and we thought there were the spring rains. It was quite a good rain, but short-lived.
Okay. Thank
Gareth
you.
Gareth doesn't
you,
know what
Sia,
to do with that.
For that incredible contribution.
Amazing.
Convicted South African drug mule Nolubalalo Nobanda was met by her family, friends, and her lawyer at OR Tambo International Airport. So she was bussed at Bangkok Airport with 1.5 kilograms of cocaine stuffed into her dreadlocks in 2011.
Jeez, I remember that one.
She's been released after serving her 7 years of a 15-year sentence in a Thai prison. She's hinted that she plans to use her experience to raise awareness and stop other young people from falling into the same trap. Please do that.
Okay. Yeah, good advice.
She expressed her gratitude to South Africans for their support. Frankly, I'd forgotten about her.
We all had, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder what support she was getting.
Wonder if she still has dreads.
It's good to be back home. I want to thank South Africa for supporting me throughout the 8 years, Nobanda said. It hasn't been easy. My people have been behind me. I just want to thank my country for all the love, the support, and their prayers. I'm back home stronger, and I want to spend time with my family.
I'm sure she appreciates life a lot more now after being in a Thai prison.
She must know, and she's probably fluent in Thai.
Justice.
How's this? This is always amazing to me. Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a very strict, religious, conservative country. It's Muslim mostly. They are going to plan outlawing premarital sex and gay sex. They're beefing up their blasphemy laws.
Come on. How much more backwards can they get?
Well, these are three things that they're going to do that really run counter to everything else that's moving in the opposite direction in the world. First of all, premarital sex?
How are you going to police sex?
Outlaw that? Well, you know what will happen. People will rat on each other.
Oh, they hear noises.
So it's going to be used by shit people in society against each other. Mm. And the government, the only reason the government would do this kind of thing is to pander to the religious conservatives. Because they always, you know, they're trying to get into other people's sex lives. I'm amazed that there are people in this world whose lives are so awful and so boring and so unfulfilling that they spend their time thinking about how other people are having sex, where they're having sex, who they're having sex with, and how it should become something they can express an opinion on, and if possible, even get those people locked up for. It just boggles my mind. What an awful existence you must have if you're so consumed by other people's sex lives. Now, I don't think premarital sex is always the best idea, especially when you're young, especially if you don't use protection, especially if you end up in a situation where you've created a child together, especially where there could be diseases involved. You've got to be careful. So I'm not going to say everybody should just be able to have sex with each other. That's not a good philosophy either. But to make it illegal for people to have sex unless they're married, illegal? It's insane.
I mean, the fact that people still have to get married is
and gay sex is such a problem. It's such a huge
burgeoning problem. The gays, they're just, the sex these gays are having is just everywhere. So much sex.
Stankin'.
Just sex. The amount of sheer sex from the gays.
Mountains of sex.
It's just obviously too much of a problem in Indonesia.
Stankin', Gareth.
Yeah.
Stankin'.
Yeah, what are they doing? Just the gays must be having just in every possible place, in every possible position. They must be making mountains of gay sex.
They're doing
all
it
over.
On the bus. They're doing it in church.
Ooh. Everywhere. Just everywhere.
And then I'm also just stuck on how you police blasphemy.
Yeah, well. Blasphemy.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a lot easier, though, isn't it?
You see, I mean, that
atheists,
could get you locked up.
Atheists and agnostics will tell you that blasphemy is a victimless crime. And even religious people have to admit, because this is a straightforward exercise in logic, which I know for some people is a little bit difficult, but let me guide you through it. If you say God's name in vain, of course, there are admonitions against that all over the Bible, because God clearly is hugely sensitive and very prickly and doesn't like to be called names and doesn't like you to use his name in vain. But that is a book that at least, a couple of thousand years have gone by. We need to look at other sources. Plus, if God made the entire universe, I don't think he's too concerned with the utterances of some mortal creature that he can take out in a wink of his eye anyway. I don't understand how people have appointed themselves to stand up for God. Like what a sense of self-importance you must have that you must make yourself God's protector. Who the hell do you think you are? What powers do you have that God can't just leapfrog right over and bring about his own justice? Mm-hmm. You must go to sleep at night with a head so swollen full of ego. I am God's protector. I will make sure that I stop those evil, wicked blasphemers. Blasphemy is a crime from the infancy of human philosophy. It's the idea that you would say something under your breath and would upset the creator of the universe. It's an idea that both makes human beings seem extremely humble to the point of being almost insects, and at the same time, which is why it's illogical, the most important things in the universe, that God would stop everything in heaven. Stop Saturn spinning. I heard someone say my name in vain. What?
Who is that?
Outrageous. So Indonesia, you go ahead. This is going to be loads of fun to watch. Outlawing gay and premarital sex, beefing up blasphemy laws.
And the problem is the people who are there probably don't have enough money to leave there.
Well.
I mean, I would leave if that happened here.
Yeah. Indonesia's draft criminal code is disastrous not only for women and religious and gender minorities, but for all Indonesians. And you know what will happen, obviously, because this always happens. The weaker gender, in this case women, because they are maligned in these countries by old religious laws. They're forced to cover up. They're considered second-class citizens in many of these religious countries. And they're not allowed to drive. They're not allowed to make decisions about the household, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So what happens? If there is an adultery charge, guess who gets stoned? It's not the men. A woman gets buried up to her neck, and they throw stones at her head until she's dead. I mean, it's just madness, right? I mean, this is 2019. This
news report is brought to you from 1832.
Except it isn't. It's
like, I'm trying to envision this practically as well. I feel like if this does come to pass, it's going to get to the ridiculous stage where now society there will say, oh no, well, two people can't be alone in a room together.
Yeah, well, that's the point, right? They want to be able to police. See,
you can't tell me what I do in my bedroom.
This is why you need to read George Orwell, and this is why you need to understand the concept of totalitarianism and how totalitarianism is not just a political idea, but it's also a religious idea. There are people in this world, sick, sick, twisted people, who want to make every decision for you and want to rule over you even while you sleep. They want to be inside your head. They want to convict you of thought crime, and those people are the most wicked people in society because they always have bad intentions. And they want, because they have bad intentions, they want to project those onto you, and they want to make you responsible for things you haven't even done, but you've just thought of. It's unbelievably demonic. Demonic. Anyway, this comes from Vinny. Vinny says, Indonesia or Bali won't see me again if those laws get introduced. What do they think? What do they think us single men in Australia go there for? One thing I can tell you is we're not going there for the drugs, because they shoot you in your fucking head if you take drugs.
Yeah, they do.
Very, very strict drug rules. Thailand is the opposite. I can be who I want to be here and have sex everywhere, any time of the day. You can be a lady boy and you can sex all the time.
Mm.
And that comes from Eddie. Good for you, Eddie. You lady boy it up, my man.
Just don't get AIDS, Eddie.
Yeah. Chris says, the Bible, a book written by people that didn't know when the sun went, where the sun went at night. Yeah, I'm sure they have all the answers. Do you think the kidnappers are going for the lesser evil? In Afrikaans, it's called noodweer, a form of self-defense, stating that to prevent one crime, you're forced to commit another.
Mm.
That's interesting. That's from Carla. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what's going to go on. They can hit the trifecta, gay and premarital sex, while invoking God's name. Yeah, then you can imagine the arrest warrant they'll type up for you then. That's from Clayton. Imagine if, while you're having gay sex with someone who's not married, you scream out God's name.
Yes,
that government's going to come at you with everything they got.
Oh, goodness.
That's great. All right. Good luck to you, stupid country.
I don't know what they're going to do.
They're really, all countries are not equal. All cultures are not equal. And it's about time that we started to tell people who are backward and primitive and stupid that they're backward, primitive, and stupid. And I have no qualms about that. Multiculturalism is only useful if you all are bound together by a general sense of moving forward. Otherwise, all it does is fracture a society. And all these people who just praise multiculturalism for the sake of it are missing an important point. That unless there is something to hold the society together, multiculturalism will do everything it can to disintegrate that society. So, if you believe in democracy, for example, or you believe in free speech, or you believe in liberty of the individual, then you can have as much multiculturalism as you like, which is why the only countries that have multiculturalism are Western democracies. Other countries that do not have liberal ideas, open conversations, the idea of the sacred individual, democracy, all of those things, if you don't have those in your country, multiculturalism, first of all, it's not allowed, because usually there's a hegemony of culture. And if there is a cultural kind of split, it usually results in tribalism and war, like in South Sudan or in northern Nigeria or in places like the Iraq with the Kurds and the Sunnis and the Shias. So wherever you have these gaps and there's multiculturalism, unless you have Western democracy to encapsulate and hold it in, it's not going to happen. So let's all stop pretending that multiculturalism is something that happens in the jungles of Borneo. It doesn't. You need a very specific set of circumstances to make it possible for multiculturalism to flourish and to be additive.
It needs its own microbiome.
There we go. Are you talking about the...
Yeah.
Are you talking about the bacteria that make us poo?
Yeah, those ones.
All right. Let's move on. It's almost 7 o'clock. CliffCentral.com. Are you ready for your morning? All right, what's going on, Sia?
Well,
you sound like you that was a big sigh. Are you all right? Have you got a big weekend planned? What's going on?
What am I doing this weekend?
By the way, let's congratulate Sia on making it to work on a Friday
morning. Oh, oh yeah.
What?
Thanks for joining us.
Very nice.
Privileged to have you.
Very nice. This time last week, Sia, you know what we were doing? Worrying if you were dead.
And praying, asshole. Okay, thoughts and prayers. Anyone else have anything they'd like to get off their chest?
I'm good.
Okay, that's
anything else?
Anything?
All right, Tia, what's on your mind? You wanted to say something. Go on.
No, I think this is the right time to chat about the Ndlovu Youth Choir.
Ah.
Leanne actually found out this morning that they didn't win America's Got Talent. You're pretty down about that.
Yeah. And look, the guy, I haven't been watching it, okay? I've only seen clips of the choir.
Yeah, but we now just have this investment, though.
And now this Cody Lee person won.
Yes.
Who, he is
blind
and he has autism.
It's become like a victim Olympics. I'm not interested in these reality shows. Really, it's a victim Olympics. And I'm sorry our choir didn't win, but I'm actually kind of pleased. And I'll tell you why. Because South Africa gets so caught up in this stuff that we base our whole life on it, and we take it so seriously, we consider it a judgment on everything about us, and then we can't handle it when we lose. Mm. So if we'd won this, South Africa would be just investing way too much in this poor choir of young people, and it would have broken them. You know, I've seen this happen with idols. I've seen it. I don't watch reality TV anymore. I don't like reality TV anymore. It's not good for the people who win, and it's really like great that this choir got some exposure, and I'm sure they're going to get lots of work out of this, and I hope that they all get a little bit of money out of it. But you know what? Jen Su caught up with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, head of the choir.
Right. Jen Su is in LA. She got on the phone to Dr. Hugo Templeman, who's the CEO of the Ndlovu Care Group, the choir parent body of the Ndlovu Youth Choir, ahead of America Has Got Talent final. That was obviously 2 days ago. And she was literally driving on the LA freeway and chatting to him before the choir went on stage. So you can actually hear the car, and you can even hear the backstage noises.
Only Jen Su.
But she did manage to have a very quick chat, and she thought that we should share in this. So here's Jen doing her thing.
Amazing stuff. What can we look forward to tonight?
Performing together with Kygo. For the rest, it is also a big unknown to us because it is the result show. Which was amazing, of course, is that the president tweeted personally to us, and we got a good response from government around the whole thing. We've got 50 million supporters there, and that gives those kids a tremendous boost. Winning is a team effort. The contribution of the public, the community, government, everybody is so overwhelming. So if we take that million home or we don't take it home, we take so much home, which enriches the lives of these kids and provides them a chance on a prosperous future.
We are so excited for you tonight. So
thank you very much.
Best of luck. Tell all the guys I said hi.
I will do, and I will greet everybody from the choir.
Thank you.
Awesome. Isn't that nice? Jen catching up with the guy who's, he's basically running the choir because he runs the Ndlovu Care Group.
Yeah, to your point earlier, it's... I don't see it as a big deal that they didn't win because they're still going to be majorly coining
it.
Yeah,
they will.
Mark my words, they are going to be splashed onto at least 3 different major campaigns now. There will be some ad we'll see where they're now walking through the streets of South Africa and they start singing and they hold hands and maybe at the end of it, they smile at the camera with a bowl of cereal. They're going to get endorsements and they'll be booked.
Well, I hope so. I really do. All right. I heard them singing a song that I love. So let's play that and get into the news and some of the stories that we need to pay attention to this morning. And we got Donna Rachelson coming. We got George Meany popping by with Auto Central and the Power Pod. That's coming up in a moment. It's Friday. Take it away, Steve Winwood.
This is CliffCentral.com.